the one seed, they were lucky because the other teams weren't there. But now this year, they weren't going to be that because there's other teams in the conference that are clearly better.
Correct.
That are better than they were last year.
I agree.
So, and then Joel Embiid didn't miss all those games. The drama queen that he is. I almost didn't make it. Give me a freaking
come on, break. Howard. Howard, that's not cool. Seat. Howard, you don't know that. That's not.
By the way, get the vaccine, and I do not think he got it. The Sixers would not answer the question when CNN asked for a response. He has not said, I've gotten the vaccine. So he's not there for his team. He didn't get the meniscus procedure. So he's not there for his team. And he's a drama queen. He's a clearly, woe is me. Oh, my gosh, woe is me. Do what you need to do to be there for the team. Now, he's a terrific player. We all know that. But he's not doing everything for the team. And he's got the best doctors in Philadelphia. Oh, I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Come on, Howard. You know what? No, I'm done. I can't. I love Howard. I can't take him. I hung up on him. And I'm going to tell you why I hung up on him. I'm going to tell you why I hung up on him. Because COVID is too serious a situation. I don't mean to be rude to Howard. I enjoy the banner. But COVID is too serious for people like Howard who weren't in the room with Joel Embiid to assume what was going on as he was struggling with it. I've known people that struggled with it and made it and told me the same line they didn't know if they were going to make it. So I listen, you want to have sports commentary and have strong opinions and fun banter, I am all for it, guys. All for it. But I will not allow Howard two times to mock Joel Embiid, who obviously was struggling with COVID. I'm not going to allow it on the show. I mean, he said it, and then we got to zip him and move on. Now I'll have to talk to Howard off the air, and hopefully we can be on good terms, and I hope we are, and I want to have him back on the show next Thursday. But that's a runaway train that is unacceptable. I won't have it on the show.